We are here today because of a dream God planted 20 years ago. God planted the seed of this vision in a few faithful, compassionate hearts at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. And what began as a small mobile pack in our gym has grown beyond what we could have ever imagined. For 20 years, Good Shepherd and now many other churches, businesses, and individuals along the way have been providing life-saving meals for children we will never meet. And not just a few meals. Over these two decades, this mobile pack has provided over 13 million meals. And over these years, tens of thousands of volunteers have participated in this mission, and countless hours of preparation and planning and fundraising and prayer have gone into making this happen every year. Now, for most of us, the annual Feed the Need pack is just a two-hour experience, but for those on the planning team, this is a year-round event, and we are so grateful for their dedicated, tireless work. Even as we stand here today, there is a mother on the other side of the world praying. There is a mother who is afraid, and her heart aches as she watches her daughter go hungry. She is praying for God to make a way, for God to provide. And this morning, God is working through you to be the answer to that prayer. I was just 22 years old when I first came face to face with the kind of poverty where someone's life is at risk due to hunger. I was able to spend 4 months in West Africa working with different pastors and churches, and I still remember the day when my whole worldview changed. We were visiting rural areas in northern Ghana where many of the families live in homes simply made out of mud and sticks and thatch roofs. They struggled to survive day to day, especially during the dry season. And I'll never forget the day that our truck tire blew out as we were driving down the road. We had to stop and change it on the roadside near this small village. And the generosity of the community that came out to help us was astounding. And in the midst of those who came out to see if they could help, there was this young boy, maybe 5 or 6 years old, who stared intently at this flat tire. Now, I didn't speak his language, so we couldn't really talk, but I could see the thoughts were turning in his mind. And then he got this big smile and this sort of aha look on his face, and he turned and he ran back to the village. And those of us who were there were kind of watching this, laughing a little, what's going on? But a few minutes later, he returned. He was rolling an old bicycle tire with a stick. It was a toy. It was a game they played, probably his only toy. And with a smile that would melt your heart, he lifted it and walked over and offered it to us for our truck to see if it could help. It was this crazy childlike gesture, but it was a moment that changed me forever. Seeing the common humanity in those who were so different from me, the generosity of someone who was so poor, and the opportunity for beautiful connection through a moment of struggle. I've been blessed over the years since then to travel to many different countries in ministry, seeing the faces of those who don't have enough. And after each of these experiences, I come home and I find myself longing to be back there, longing to help, but I can't. But what I can do is this. I can tell their story. We can pray for them. We can join with others to provide food. In our gospel reading today, we hear Jesus give Peter some parting words. Not once, not twice, but three times. Jesus tells Peter, "Feed my sheep. Take care of my little ones." Jesus certainly means for Peter to care for them spiritually, but also physically. Literally, Jesus could have said this any number of ways, but he chose to say, "Feed my sheep," because food is essential for life. This is the instruction Jesus gives his first disciples, and this is the instruction Jesus gives us today. And I know this calling to address hunger, it can seem daunting, it can seem overwhelming. There's so much need. How could we possibly make a difference? Well, Jesus sat down and he multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and made lunch for over 5,000 people. And so you might think that's easy for you to say, Jesus, feed my sheep. I've never been able to do that. Yet in John 14, Jesus says something shocking. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these. Greater works than these. This may sound crazy. This may sound like one of those places Jesus is using hyperbole to make a point, but he's not. In fact, today we get to experience what he actually means. You see, Jesus fed 5,000 in a day, but because of the work of the Holy Spirit, through the faithful obedience of those God has called, and through the response of those who showed up to participate this week, we will provide 1.5 million meals. Now, I'm no mathematician, but that seems like a lot more than 5,000. Jesus is like, see, I told you. Friends, the amazing beauty, the incredible brilliance of this mission is that it moves beyond the obvious impact on those children who receive the food. It leaves a tremendous impact on our lives. It leaves an impact on our community. I mean, think about this. This event is an accessible on-ramp for someone to start serving for the first time, to start learning what it means to have a generous life. This event cultivates compassion. It increases our awareness of the needs of others around the world. This event activates the latent, the dormant resources in our community, wealth and time that are just sitting there untapped all around us. God is a God of abundance. God is a God who provides, but too often the gifts that we have can sit there unused like a treasure locked away. And this event awakens and draws out those gifts. Finally, it reminds us that we're truly connected to one another. When you're handling these bags today, your hands will be the last hands that touch this bag of food before someone opens it to receive it on the other side of the world. So today, it isn't just about what we do for the next 2 hours. Today isn't even just about the nourishment that children will receive. Today is about what happens in here, in our hearts. Today is about what happens in the heart of that mother when she discovers her children can eat because of the food that they have been praying for has finally come. It's about the tears that fall as she prays, "Thank you, God. You are so good."